Sometimes Hooligan sends stuff in. At first, I think it's really ridiculous that you would text that. And then my brain thinks about it for a second. Still think it's ridiculous. But maybe not the craziest thing I've ever heard. Flying Dutchman. Big Sunbelt guy. Huge Sunbelt guy. Texting in randomly. And I like it. Random text from Hooligans. It's fine. Stuff that's on your mind. Bring it. Bring it to the show. Flag football in the Olympics is going to completely change the narrative. Which narrative? Anyway, flag will take over the NFL within a decade. Not within a decade. If it were to ever happen, it would be many, many years down the road. I think I'd be dead. I don't know.
Depending on how this flag football thing looks, like if they're doing 7-on-7, yeah, that's probably fine. I wouldn't be shocked if in the next 10 years the NFL tries to implement something to minimize tackling.
Well, that would be it.
And that would be quarterbacks have flags, receivers, running backs have flags, and that's it. And, you know, linemen can block and do all that. You can still hit guys, but in terms of tackling, you got to pull their flags. And the flags aren't like the long foot and a half little plastic ones you get in PE. They're like legit, you know, not, I don't know, Velcro or something onto their belts or something. I could see that.
If they can still hit and stuff, though, like offensive linemen can block defensive linemen.
You can still block.
So they'd all still wear pads then. Mm-hmm. Shoulder pads, maybe. Maybe not leg pads.
Maybe.
I don't know. This is far-fetched for me.
Because I know they're trying to do stuff about like the hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to get rid of that. Obviously, the helmet to helmet, the unnecessary roughness. I could see that. You know, if you guys aren't going to tackle, right, we're trying to teach you, you're not going to do it. All right, we're going to get flags.
Do you remember the South Park episode, Sarcastaball?
Mm-mm.
Oh, go watch it. Because South Park is starting to get the reputation of The Simpsons, where everything they do comes to fruition. Although, when you do that many shows...
Well, like South Park also, they put their shows together like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
So it's like they're always on top of the current thing.
Theirs was about football, and it was right around the time all the rules were really getting... You know, you couldn't hit a quarterback, and they were getting tough, and... It was like Randy and those guys. You know, Randy would be like, "Why don't we just put dresses on him and make him run around and stuff and you know bubble wrap?" And then somebody's like, "That's actually a good idea," and they actually started doing that. So maybe if this texter is right, and maybe you're right, I think it would start
with quarterbacks to obviously
you
get
can't.
Ready.
So you basically treat a quarterback like you do in practice. You can't hit him.
You can hit him, but you got to make sure you can pull the flag. Like, you can push them, you can knock them over, but I think they really want to limit how much you're swinging your arms at quarterbacks, like bringing an arm down to try to block a pass and you hit them in the arm or you hit them in the head or something. The roughing the passer with the body weight stuff, and I think that's how it would start was with quarterbacks.
Flying Dutchman, look at it this way. Is Brady's wife excited about their son playing tackle football at 8 years old, 12 years old, 16 years old? Me or Tom Brady? I don't think he's married anymore, so it's got to be me he's talking about. The answer to that question, I'll just be honest with you, no.
I mean, you kind of start off with flag football, and then you get, okay, you're ready for pads. Okay, now you're going to go hit that other kid over there. That other kid's going to hit you. Now you know how it feels. You're ready.
Flying Dutchman says, yes, you. No, my wife is pretty much like, yeah, football, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. He's going to be more of a basketball guy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very athletic. I mean, you can be athletic, obviously you can be athletic to play football, but the jumping skills.
I mean, he falls asleep watching Jokic highlights. He's going to be
I did have basketball on the other night, and he's just sitting there. He's loving it. He's watching it. You know, it was nice.
Watching the ball, watching the players.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. I didn't think about. I don't think it's going to be a decade. There's much money in football. Do I want to watch football?
The NFL wants to protect their players. They want to protect these brand names.
Sued.
You know, Patrick Mahomes is a player, but he's also a brand. He's also a name. He's a marketing tool, and you have to protect that. Mm. People aren't going to go to games if Patrick's not playing.
I just think that's too far of a leap.
If the Olympics pull it off in a way, like, I don't know if they're doing 7-on-7 or 11-on-11, whatever. But I mean, I can imagine a football game where the linemen are good, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs all have flags.
I think this texter's a good one here. If the NFL does that, the USFL or XFL will become the new NFL. Supply and demand. Americans still want a collision sport, and there are 500 athletes willing to collide and make a lot of money. I think that,
that's the XFL is also merging and trying to become the developmental league for the NFL.
Oh, my God. I don't see it, dude. I don't see it. I think it's too much of a leap. I know we've softened up the rules a lot. Like Clay Matthews, when he actually form tackled a quarterback and sacked him, and it was like the most form tackle you could ever do.
Well,
and they called
Sunday
him roughing the passer.
Christian Wilkins just kind of bumps Jalen Hurts and he falls. And it's like, come on. You're going to blame him because he doesn't have balance enough to stay on his feet?
He
fell over. He's fine. He got right back up.
My brain can't go there. I don't think it would ever get to that point because I don't want to. Flag football to me is like, it's not fun. The ending of a play should result in a tackle. Like, that's how it works. Pulling a flag, we can't even see that very well as a viewer because it happens pretty quick.
Oh, you make them bright colors.
I don't. Might as well just make it two-hand touch.
I think the NFL, they would have to first patent an actual flag that's, like, good quality. It's not just going to fall off. You have to actually have some effort to rip it off. Yeah. I could see it. Some kind of variation.
I can't see it.
At least with quarterbacks.
I could maybe go there with you. Maybe that. In 10, 20 years, mm-hmm. 20 years.
It's just like a little thing on the back of their jersey.
That they say, you can't hit the quarterback anymore. Like, you can't, because if you can't tackle him, you shouldn't be able to hit him. Mm-hmm. You know, because that, but it.
But you can't go up and try to swat down a pass because you could hit him.
I don't know. I think people would go
away. And then you
have
to work on your approach angle as a D. Like, if I'm an edge rusher and I'm normally just going to bull rush you, and I'm going to just stop for a second, put my hands up. No, I have to go all the way through you and try to maneuver a way to grab a flag or something.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I just can't. There's just so much money in this game, and we like the fact that they still get hit. And yes, they're still getting hit. They still are getting tackled, and they're still getting hit extremely hard. I know we've outlawed a lot of things in the league, but they're still getting hit very hard.
Yeah, I mean, the big hits are they're legal hits.
Yeah.
You know, we all like, we love those big hits, but back in the day, they were late. They were unnecessary.
Do you remember Jacked Up? That was a mm-hmm. segment on ESPN. He got jacked up. Like, that's not a thing anymore because we don't want to celebrate that. I watch NFL Network every morning. I watch Good Morning Football. They don't celebrate big hits like we used to back mm-hmm. in the day. That's not a thing.
There used to be like segments for that.
Yeah.
Just 5 minutes of just hits.
Oh, just guys getting lit up. And we don't glorify that as much as we used to.
No, see it and it gets teams fired up, but it's like you're almost cautious to celebrate because you're like, wait, flag. Oh, we're good. Let's celebrate.
But then with DeMar Hamlin, those kind of guys going down mm-hmm. and being in a scary situation, guys are really hesitant, even when there's no flag, to really get pumped up because you all consider yourself kind of like brothers in arms playing football. You see a guy go down like that, you're like, I wonder, did I take some years off his life? Did I? I mean, that, I'm not mm-hmm. even being sarcastic. Like, did I? You know, you could have.
Sure.
But I don't think it'll get that way because, Angel, we don't do that with boxing. Boxing's not we got UFC that seems to be gaining steam, right? I mean, UFC's getting more. I don't watch UFC. Is it? It's getting more popular, isn't it?
Within the last few years, I've seen it.
It's not hit a wall or anything. It's still growing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's
a fight this weekend, actually.
So, I mean, that's growing. So people still like it. Hockey. These guys are hitting each other. I just don't see it because
the NFL is it projects this idea of a pure game and a pure sportsmanship and that brotherhood, fraternity, whatever. And it's, you know, they're trying to just make it look like a cleaner game.
Just keep focusing on form tackling. You know, and again, this is why I'm not one of these, like, you guys leave Kareem Jackson alone. He's did the hit. No, it was a bad hit. Don't put yourself in that position. You could have wrapped. He could have wrapped up. He could have put his arms out in an attempt to wrap him up, and he'd be fine. But we're trying to get rid of torpedoes. We're trying to get rid of Troy Polamalu, who I love that guy. He's a Hall of Famer. But the way he played the game, he would just leap over the line, and his hands would be at his side almost, and it just his helmet was the target. He was a missile. Mm-hmm. He would treat his body like a missile.
Oh, Ray Lewis did the same
stuff. Oh, dude, yeah.
Sean Taylor, it's one of the hardest hitting safeties ever.
Those guys would light people up when maybe you can achieve the same goal by putting your arms out to make the tackle rather than just being a torpedo.
As a football player, what shows more strength? You just hitting a guy really hard or grabbing a grown man and putting him on the ground?
I think, and there's more skill in tackling somebody.
Yeah,
and just running at him.
Your momentum, your body weight, you know. I don't like hip drop tackles, but if that's how you got to do it, you got to do it.
There's a reason why when you abuse the hit stick in Madden, you typically don't make the tackles. You have to be very careful when you use it.
For using it too much.
Oh, yeah. They blow right by you, and it hardly ever works out the way you think it's supposed to work out. Even Madden is telling you, and we're being indoctrined with it, like, do not use the hit stick. That will go by you.
The way the game has evolved, you don't see offensive players seeking out contact as much. Like
no.
A running back running downfield, like where's a safety?
No.
Over.
They're getting out. If they have an opportunity to get out,
the ball, like, okay, let me find a gap. If it closes, let me just get down.
There are some guys like that just run hard, and they're terrifying. But not. There's a lot of guys that are like, I want to play in this league for 10 years. I want to be able to golf in 20. You know, I want to be able to do all those things. So this all goes back full circle to my conversation about Tom Brady. Will we ever see anybody replicate that success? Tom Brady doesn't really think so. And I don't either, because for many reasons, I think guys are setting themselves up with other jobs and work they can do where they don't have to play football for 15 plus years. They can retire, and Travis Kelce can go do a podcast and go on tour with Taylor Swift. Like, I see more guys looking to do that. Play two contracts and call it good.
Is it at all similar to Michael Jordan in that we haven't really seen the next one? Like, you can have your opinion about Kobe or LeBron, but we could still sit here and say no one has done what Michael did in that 10 years, at least in the 90s.
Yeah, no, because Michael, you know, he won those six titles. He probably would have had eight if he would have just stayed in. Maybe the Bulls stay together and all that. I don't know. I'm not sure. So
even Kobe's run was still
five.
Kind of segmented.
Yeah, because he had two or three with Shaq and then took a break and then had a couple with Pau Gasol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that if Patrick Mahomes is not that guy, then, man, how much better can you get? Can you get better?
It's like if Brady is Lightning McQueen, Patrick is Jackson Storm.
I don't know which one. Is that the same? Watch the third one.
Jackson Storm's like this new electric car, and he's like the new model of race car, and McQueen is getting left in the dust. Like, Patrick plays the game very effectively, and that's how I would always describe Tom Brady, as just effective quarterbacking. And yeah, he'll have these flashes of brilliance, and Brady had some of those moments too, but Patrick does it better in the modern era.
He's an athlete too.
Yes.
I mean, there's something that is just
but
sexier.
The little 10-yard curls to Kelce, that's what he did with Gronk.
Yeah. But it's just sexier seeing a quarterback run a little bit and then throw it. That's just, Tom didn't do that. I mean, yeah, he could, but it looked like he and Peyton Manning, they looked like they were trying really hard to run.
You couldn't rattle Tom Brady. You could sack him five times and you would still be in the pocket.
Now, Tom had his own appeal being a true pocket quarterback, pocket passing quarterback. But Mahomes has not quite the Lamar Jackson, but he has that, and he has the Tom Brady thing. He has
his efficiency
the
for
mixture.
This era of football is equal to Tom's
in
his era of
right.
football.
But listen, there's been so many great quarterbacks. Hell, and Michael Vick, obviously with his situation with the dog fighting and going to prison for 2 years, certainly changed things. But he never won a Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
And Michael Vick was, I think we could all agree, Michael Vick was a generational talent.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
He was Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson was Lamar Jackson. And Vick had an arm. He had a cannon. It wasn't like he just ran. He had a cannon. But he didn't win anything. So it takes this perfect recipe of the right coach, Belichick. We can say what we want about him right now. But with Tom Brady, he figured stuff out. They were good together. Tom always had the Wes Welkers and the Julian Edelmans, the Rob Gronkowskis. Hell, he had Randy Moss for a year. But he had a lot of those guys that really didn't care if they made all the money in the world. They just wanted rings. So you got a lot of guys like that. I think the Chiefs, Travis Kelce seems to be a guy like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, I don't care if I make money here. I'm in 14,000 commercials. You know, so I can take less here and get rings and probably marry Taylor Swift and be heir to that throne. And then I'm in Pfizer ads and pizza ads. And now he's in the State Farm ads with Patrick. He's jumping right on that train. So there's way, you know, we joked about this last year. What's to keep a quarterback from just giving some of his money to a player? Well, Patrick Mahomes is doing that with State Farm. Hey,
I feel like
Travis,
I've seen
come on
less
over.
Patrick Mahomes this year than ever.
Well, they're all older ads, other than the change your name ad when he's telling Kelce to change his name. The Nuggies one. That's fairly new. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, though. But that's what it's going to take is the right coach. Obviously, Andy Reid is that. A stud or two that is going to be with you through thick and thin. And that's Kelce, at least.
System.
I don't think it'll be done. To be honest, Mahomes needed... I mean, yeah, I know Brady took the break in between, but Mahomes needed to get one early. He got one...
He got the AFC Championship.
But when did he get his first Super Bowl? Was it...
It was the year after.
Brady got his what year?
2018.
That was his second year in the league, right?
Because 2017, they played the Eagles and lost. Next year, they went AFC Championship in Kansas City, won that one.
No, they beat the Eagles, didn't they? Because they didn't go.
That Super Bowl.
Donovan McNabb won a Super Bowl with Andy Reid?
Oh, I was talking 2017.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah.
Because they played him twice, didn't they? Yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, Mahomes got off to as fast a start as you can, and... We sit here say two Super Bowls. It's like, I don't know if he's on pace to pass Brady.
That's how great it is, though. But then again, Brady did have the year, the lull in between. He was still going to Super Bowls, but...
Like the fact that the only Super Bowl Patrick lost was to Tom Brady. So it's kind of like you got a two-for-one right there.
You kind of did. You're going to have that going against you if you're Patrick Mahomes. Let's see. That had to be Tom Brady's second year they won then, right? What year was Tom Brady drafted?
I'd say 98.
Oh, was it? Was it really? Maybe I'm wrong on this thing.
2000.
Okay, so his...
Won his first Super Bowl in 2002.
Okay, which was the 2001 season.
Yes.
So he had one season where they were 5-11, he didn't play. The next season, he was in the mix. They go 11-5. They beat the Rams 20-17. So compare that to Mahomes' start. Mahomes and Brady, you can give them this. Same start, rookie year. They were both not the guy. But the very next year, Brady won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, the very next year, they go to the AFC Championship, correct?
Yep.
Third year, what did they do? Patrick Mahomes, third year. Was that the Super Bowl?
That was the Super Bowl against the 49ers.
And then...
They won
what?
That one, and then the next year was 2020.
They lost to...
Tampa Bay.
Right. So...
Wait.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
The Rams-Patriots one's in there somewhere.
Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah, it was
Brady
so
knocked...
Patriots-Eagles, Patriots-Rams, then Chiefs-Niners, Chiefs-Bucks, Chiefs-Eagles.
Plus, you're right. Brady knocked Mahomes out of the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He kept him from winning two Super Bowls. So that, you're right. That is kind of like a double whammy right
Patrick
there.
Patrick may end up maybe not going to more. You know, he won't get to 10 Super Bowls.
That's so nuts. He's been to three.
Like, he could go to, like, he could go to five Super Bowls and end up with four rings.
Which would be phenomenal.
And that's incredible. What Brady has just done, so I think the Tampa Bay one really put him over the top as that's an insurmountable.
You're right. That, and because he did it with another team.
Yeah.
A team that was 8-8 or whatever the year before that. So Brady won the first, they won, then the next year they missed the playoffs, then they won the next two. That was Panthers and Eagles. Always in the playoffs, man. Then they lost to the Giants, beat the Seahawks, beat the Falcons. That was a crazy one. As you said, they lost the Eagles and then got the Rams one. And then he went to Tampa Bay and got the job done there. So, I mean, maybe Mahomes is off to a pretty good start, but it's just like, it seemed like Brady had three Super Bowls before he ever signed his second contract.
Pretty much.
And you look at Mahomes, and now he's in his second contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's close. He's probably one Super Bowl behind. Yeah, he's one behind. If, again, we're assuming that he does what Brady did.
Right.
And play 20 years.
Brady could have 10.
Yeah.
Because of the three that he lost.
They were all close. Yeah, that's the tough part is Mahomes is probably a year behind, so he needs to win this year. Then I would say he's on pace. Now, that doesn't mean anything. Being on pace to win 7 Super Bowls is not realistic. But you win the next one and you can at least say that. But now you got to find a way to keep getting in the mix. Yeah, it's a fun conversation. 27 minutes after the hour. Thursday night specials coming up soon. How about the Broncos? Are the Broncos really willing to talk about trading off anyone? Anybody? Is everybody at least considered to be untouchable? Or is no one considered to be untouchable? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice.
Sports, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I was wrong, Angel. Mahomes is two Super Bowls behind. If you want to just track it like that. Brady won three Super Bowls in his first, counting his rookie year, in his first 5 years. He won three Super Bowls because his rookie year he didn't. They won one. They didn't go to the playoffs the next year, and then they won two. So his first 5 years, Tom Brady won three Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes, even though he won in 23 and or 22 and 19 or 20?
19.
Now, he got one inside 5 years because he was a rookie in 2017. Then 18 was the AFC championship year. Then they won the Super Bowl. Then they lost to Tampa Bay. Then something else happened. And then they won 22. So he is actually two behind if you want to. Now, again, he made up for this one right here because in the middle stage is where Tom Brady didn't win as many Super Bowls. So if you're just basing it off the hot start, the first 5 years, Mahomes only had one. It's not happening. Can you believe he's already in his, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this is his 6th year?
I remember
seventh year.
First couple of weeks of college watching Chiefs-Patriots was like the opening game, and there was like two passes where he hit Tyreek down the field, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No,
this guy might be good.
Yeah, he was ridiculous from, you know, the
like
first time.
He had like 55 touchdowns that year. That was his first MVP year. 2018-19?
Yeah, he had 50 in 2018, his first full year. He was 50 of 12 interceptions. Can you believe that? That's essentially his rookie year, his first year of really playing. It's nuts. No, he's amazing. I mean, I hate talking about him, but I wouldn't mind if he was wearing blue and orange. You know what? That's the thing. Patrick, you want to be the best, bro? You got come to Denver. Prove that you can do it. Prove that you can do it with a different team. That's what Tom did. So
Tom also had 6 Super Bowls.
Well, go fine. Go get another one. Just one more, then you'll have 3, and then hop on over here and grab a couple. Nobody's gonna bug you about that. Nobody will care that you were a former Chief.
So the Broncos have to trade another quarterback to get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's the only way it works.
Hey, dude, it doesn't matter. You just win the Super Bowl.
You're 2 for 3, I guess.
Just win the Super Bowl. But, like, oh, for
trading quarterback.
Well, they traded that way in the draft.
Still.
But that's different. I mean, he grew up a Bronco. 36 minutes after the hour. Thursday night special. It is our final Thursday night special before Halloween, Angel. So it's spooky. My record's scary. I don't know about tonight. I have no confidence right now. I'm going into Thursday night special with zero confidence because I thought I was getting back on track last week. That didn't happen. Saints let me down. Can I do it tonight? Do I like the Bucks to do something silly? Beat the Buffalo Bills? Do the Bills start to look like the Bills again? Or is it going to be a crappy game that the Bills win by 3? Well, we'll go over it next. 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I think you're a sorry, low-down S.O.B.
Don't be an idiot.
What?
I said don't be an idiot.
You turn to run like a little scalded dog here.
You will remember me forever and ever.
Better than me. I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody. Who's stepping to me? I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody.
All right, we got to get this right. We're running out of weeks here. You know, we're getting into that halfway point. It's time to start picking up my game and just go big. I'm just going to go big. Tampa Bay, Buffalo, going at it tonight. It's in Buffalo. The Bills are 9.5-point favorites tonight. The Bills have some issues, dude. I mean, they have a lot of issues, a lot of injuries. 3 key defensive starters are out. Their offense has been very slow to start things off. Just 10 points in the first half and losing 2 of its past 3. But can the Bills overcome all of that? When does it click? They're 4-3. They lose this game. And you're in some sketchy territory. They're trying to keep track with your guys there. Angel, they're trying to keep track. Stay up to speed with the Dolphins. Oh, man, I tell you, this is tough. I'm not a big Baker Mayfield guy, but when he's on, he's on. You know, Baker Mayfield led an attack that put up 56 points and averaged 277 yards per outing over the past 4 since getting off to a 2-0 start. The offense is starting to roll. Baker going to get it going. They turn it over, though. They committed 6 over that span that I was talking about. Mayfield threw an interception at the Atlanta 26 or 7 or something like that with 3 minutes left. They lost the Falcons 16-13. Mayfield said, "We're just so close. I'm tired of saying that, but it's the truth. When you go back and watch our games." Boy, it's tough. It's a tough one, Angel. Because the tough one is, I'll just tell you, the tough one is, I think the Bills win, but it's the 9.5-point spread. And that's what my rules are a little crazy. I get it, whatever. But I can't pick the dog to just win. I either have to pick them to cover or I pick the favorite to cover. But I can't pick the favorite to just win. I either have to pick them to cover or... Because we're talking about betting. We're talking about betting here. So the conundrum here is Buffalo minus 9.5. I do like the Bills getting it right. But can Tampa Bay cover 9.5, that's a lot of points, man. You don't see a lot of those spreads. This is tough. It's a tough one. However, even though I'm not a big Baker Mayfield guy, I take that back. I'm an anti-Baker Mayfield guy. So, that being said, give me the Bills to cover 9.5 points tonight. We're going.
Hold on to your butts.
Here we go. Let's go. Oh, no. Oh, no. Angel doesn't like this pick. It's scary. Creepy things. Halloween is upon us. No. No boogeyman.
Chased by Sweat. Throws on the run. Looking deep for Diggs. And he's got him.
Yeah, the more of that.
Don't you know what happens more of that, Diggs.
Here's Allen. Taking to the right. Going in the end zone.
Yeah. Who else? Dave Davis. With a touchdown catch on the opening drive. Big game,
Halloween night is when people play tricks on each other.
That's
Allen
true.
Pulls the trigger.
It's true.
Sliding catch made inside the 10 by Diggs. Oh, how did he get out of it? Touchdown, Buffalo.
Yeah, you need more of that.
He's gonna get you.
Second and five, snap it back to the air with pressure.
Scare my pick
in there
away,
and Oliver
Angel
as well.
Ah, it's scary. Halloween is upon us. The weather has changed. The leaves are changed. They've already changed. Now they're just starting to fall off. It's a scary time, Angel. But I'm just thinking that we see some Josh Allen magic tonight. That we see some Stephon Diggs magic tonight. And this whole Baker Mayfield, you know, I'm not really that good, but I'm still cocky, and I'm not really that cocky anymore. I've kind of got a better attitude. Whatever. The Bills need this one. Big time. And I think they get it in a big way tonight. We'll be right back.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310kfka.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310kfka.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this 26th day of October? I learned that in my mind anyway, and it's probably correct, no one will ever do what Tom Brady did. It's not going to happen. Mahomes is will be the closest, but I just don't see it. Tom Brady's going to have something that probably goes down in history as something in the NFL that has never been done before. And not just the numbers, the Super Bowls and the wins, going to 10 and winning 7. I think it's untouchable. Angel, what'd you learn today?
Learned that the Mountain West has a pretty good lineup this week.
Oh, yeah. Excited about that.
UNLV Fresno State game has my interest.
Well, we might be able to get home and watch that game.
Maybe. There's no TVs at this ranch.
I don't know.
There's no cell service.
What?
From what Tanner said on the morning show.
Nothing? Killing us, man.
Is it up in the mountains?
Is it in, like...
Because he asked me, he's like, Angel, do you think your little car's going to make it up there? I'm like, it's not in the mountains, is it? I don't have to go on a trek.
It's like West Loveland, I think.
It's kind of mountainous, maybe.
You'll be fine. I don't know. You can hitch a ride with, have Brian pull you in. You know? That'll be good. I'm looking forward to the wedding for sure. But yes, Air Force CSU play at 5. Wyoming and Boise State play at like 3:30 or something like that. And then, yes, the UNLV Fresno State game certainly are going to be big. And that's an 8 o'clock game, so maybe. I'm not a partier. You know, I don't stay late at these kind of things, even if I'm in it.
You're in the wedding.
I know, so but you get responsibility. You're done by the time.
You might get...
What time's the wedding? 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Whenever it starts.
It's written down somewhere in there. 3 o'clock's the wedding. By the time 7 hits,
Well, I mean, you might get caught up on the cleanup crew.
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
You don't ever sign up for it. It's kind of just whoever's left over. Hey, can you bring up that table real quick? Real quick.
Yeah, and then one table turns into another table
and
all the chairs.
Oh, you need to take this box to your car? Oh, it's all the way in the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, and take all these other boxes with you.
Do you want any of this? We have extras. No.
No.
Please, no.
Extra food, maybe.
No, it's never extra food.
No, it's like extra napkins. Nobody needs an extra napkin. Well, we'll get to watch something. Well, I have to record the Nuggets-Grizzlies game because we have the rehearsal thing tomorrow. So it's exciting. One of our KFK members of our KFK family is getting married, which means now Jenna is part of the KFK family. That's what that means. Congratulations. But no, it's a very exciting time. Very pumped for Tanner. And just we're looking forward to it. Getting some of the staff out there. A lot of good friends of all of ours through over the years. So it'll be fun to get out there, even though it's going to be cold. But you know what? That's when the best memories are made. You'll always kind of just remember a couple of extra notes about your wedding. Not that you don't – like my wedding, I remember moments. I remember when my wife came down the aisle. I remember she sang 2 songs. She recorded them and had them play. I remember those. I remember her stuffing cake in my face. But a lot of it was a blur because it's just crazy. You're talking to everybody. It's nuts. But when it's cold, who knows? Might make it even a little more memorable. Maybe a couple extra things stick out. So that'll be fun. But we will be back. We'll be back at it on a Friday, Football Friday. Can't wait for that. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.